USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Young. The suspect in the deadly Friday attack on the Capitol has been identified as 25-year-old Noah Green of Indiana. According to authorities, the suspect has ties to the Nation of Islam. Green allegedly drove his sedan into two Capitol police officers near the Capitol building's North Barricade on Friday. The attack killed Officer William Billy Evans and injured another officer who is still hospitalized in stable condition as of Friday evening. Green did not appear to have a criminal record. The suspect identified himself as a Nation of Islam follower on Facebook who may have recently lost his job. Authorities are still investigating the incident but have stated that the attack does not appear to be a terrorism-related incident. The S&P 500 index finished above 4,000 for the first time on Thursday, led by technology stocks, as data showed the U.S. manufacturing sector expanding at its fastest pace in 38 years, ahead of Friday's U.S. employment report. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Four victims were identified Friday from the Southern California office shooting shortly after the suspect was charged with multiple counts of murder. The Orange Police Department identified the victims as Genevieve Ray Goza, 28, Luis Tovar, 50, Leticia Solis Guzman, 58, and 9-year-old Matthew Farias. A woman who hasn't been identified was in the hospital in critical but stable condition as of Friday morning. The names of those killed were released after the man accused of targeting and killing them was charged with an array of crimes, including 4 counts of murder and 2 counts of attempted murder. Major League Baseball announced Friday it is moving the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta in response to the new Georgia elections law. The 2021 MLB draft will also be relocated. In a statement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league is finalizing a new host city and details about these events will be announced shortly. OutKick founder and the Fox Sports radio host Clay Travis criticized the decision on Twitter, calling it simply pathetic and the worst decision baseball has made since the 1994 strike. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On this holiday weekend, health officials now have some updated warnings about social gatherings. USA's Wendy King explains.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The U.S. Capitol Police say the second officer hurt in today's attack at the Capitol is in stable and non-threatening condition. Another officer was killed when a man rammed a barrier with his car and emerged with a knife. The suspect was killed by police. Major League Baseball announced Friday it is moving the 2021 All-Star Game out of Atlanta in response to the new Georgia elections law. The 2021 MLB draft will also be relocated. In a statement, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said the league is finalizing a new host city and details about these events will be announced shortly. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.